Okay, we are on our second edition of Inyan of the Week at our new popular time. And I wanted to, this afternoon, do my Inyan of the Week, something, as always, just a pet peeve of mine, something that we should be thinking about and trying to get into our daily life. This one's a little bit strange because it's probably part of your daily life, I hope, but maybe with this discourse, it will be more a part of with more kavana. Today's topic is Birchas HaTorah. The reason why I decided to discuss Birchas HaTorah obviously comes to mind as we, this morning, afternoon, celebrated the Hachnasa Sefer Torah here in the beautiful Camp Masora. And it comes to mind, what is the Torah and why do we have a Simcha on the Torah itself? So I thought that the whole idea of Sisu V'Simcha V'Simchas HaTorah is the concept of showing the chashivas of Torah. The Torah is not a mere thing we take out of the ark and we read to some people once a week, some people once a year, some people, you know, Emirat Hashem, you know, at least four times a week, but it's something that's real and we should show the chashivas. In an earlier shiur this morning, we discussed that some of the Rishonim and Achronim had fair question on if there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah today, because our Sefer Torah don't get used that much in the context of learning Torah, only what we call Talmud Torah, Derabim. But when it comes to Birchas Torah, that is the ultimate statement that Torah matters to me, Torah is important to me, Torah is something that is unique and different. And that makes the Torah into the Shira that it is. V'yata kisvu lechem es ha-shira azos, Shira is something that is quite important. So, some of the sources that I'll quote, this is not a halacha shir, this is more of a hashkafa shir, but some of these sources will be hopefully very familiar to you. And for you that don't know what I'm talking about and say Birchas HaTorah beslavus with great joy every single day, so I apologize, this is a chazara for you. But sometimes, I would imagine, and now I'm only talking about myself, chatasi ani mazkir hayom, you know, you had a bad night, and you're coming in and you're half sleeping, and one of the first brachas you make is Birchas HaTorah. And maybe there's been once or twice that you've said it not in the most appropriate way, or, God forbid, maybe you forgot it. Forgot completely to say Birchas HaTorah. So today we'll be mechazik that and show the importance of it. Famous Gemara Nedarim, on Daf Pei Aleph. Famous Gemara is a scary Gemara in itself. They ask Lama Avda Aretz, why were we kicked out of the of Eretz Yisrael? Mipnei ma ein moitzin tamidei chachamim, let's say tamidei chachamim b'neihem. Ravina Amar she'ein mevarchim atorah tchila. Damar Rabbi Yehuda ma'i tichsev mi esh hachacham v'yavon v'yavin et zot in Yirmiyahu. Davar zeh nishal hachacham l'viyam. Below Pirshu, nobody understood. Al Pirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'atzma, Rabbi Yehuda Shalom himself had to come and say, "Dechsev b'yom Hashem ol zvatim es Torasi." They forsook my Torah. Hainu lo shamu b'kol, hainu lo hilchu ba. Am Rabbi Yehuda, am Rav, she'ein mevarchim b'Torah tchilo. The klala of us getting kicked out of Eretz Yisrael makes no sense in the sense of that we were learning Torah in the times. So what does it mean? So it means lo birchu b'Torah tchila. What does that mean? So certainly the fact that the Talmidei Chachamim themselves lo birchu b'Torah tchila shows that they didn't have a chashivas, and that's why Avda Azaretz. Rashi says in Bava Metzia, and obviously says a chashivas in itself to Torah. Rashi in Bava Metzia and Daf Pehei. In the Amud Beis, Diri Amasu, Shlo Birchu B'Torah Tchila, says the following thing. Shlo Birchu B'Torah Tchila, this is the Gemara's Lama of the Arts, Kishayu Oiskim B'Torah, Lo Hayu Mivarch Lepanayim, Kevin to Lo, Mi Birche, Gile Date, She'enu Matana Chashuva Lahem. It's a very scary Gemara. And we'll see the Gemara in the Dharma in a moment. That there wasn't an importance to the Torah itself, and therefore Bracha wasn't required. And this is the famous Ran. It's oft quoted, this Ran, beautiful Ran. And he writes, "Umatzati Megillah Storim shall Arubeinu Yona." If you read the Gemara at face value in the Pei Hei, it doesn't make any Pei Alpha. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, says the Ran, based on the Yisod of Rabbeinu Yonah. They did learn Torah. So what does it mean? They were oisik b'Torah Tamid. They didn't understand what happened. So the Rabbi Shalom himself had to come down and be perish. What this meant? Lama of the Aretz. Shehu yodea mumukei aleif. Shelo hayu mevarchim b'Torah tchilu. Rabbi Shalom understood that they didn't make birchas Torah. Kolomar shelo haysa Torah chashu b'nehem. Kolkach shayu roy levarch aleim. It wasn't important enough that they thought it was important to make the Torah. Shelo hayu oiskim ba lishma. Metorkach mizalim berchaseh. El devarim harav chasvu noim roim lemisha. Beautiful thing he says. The Ran says, listen, pshat. And this is really a big nebuch. Talmid Chacham, we're learning Torah for intellectual pursuits. They're learning Torah to become smart. I quoted in one of my shurim about a person that I know who knows a lot of Torah, but he doesn't keep Shabbos. That's not the point of Torah. We can give an article gemara to any person to learn. Doesn't show chashivus of Torah. So in the times, in the Gemara Nedarim is speaking about, in that time, they were learning Torah for intellectual pursuits only, but even more than that, worse than that, as is explained by Chazal, they were actually learning it in order to upschlug their friend. Meaning, we would have a chavrusa, and for me, the point of the chavrusa was me to call you stupid, right? I'd be learning with you, and you would say, "Oh, come on! It's a Mefarsh Gemara. How do you not know that? What's your problem?" And I'd be like, "I didn't know there's a Gemara," and I show you the Gemara, and I make you feel, you know, like 2 cents. I don't make Birchas Torah on that because it's not important to me. The Zilzul Birchas Torah over here is in the Torah Atzma. It doesn't show the Torah is important to us. Again, just because I actually physically learn Torah is totally different in showing that there's a simcha, there's a sira to Torah. That's what they were missing. And that is a key element that we have to think about in Birchas Torah itself. When we say Birchas Torah every morning, Asher Baruch Habonim Mikol Olamim, the Rebbe Shalom picked us for this unique tafkid of learning Torah. Nobody else. There is a Birchas Hodah here, Tashem, that we're able to learn his Torah. And what it makes us into is so important and so unique that we have this special bracha for it. The chain, we now understand why Lama of the Aretz, why the Rabbanu Sha'olam took away Eretz Yisrael for us, because the Torah was not important be'enehem. This is a big thing to work on. I'll continue. The Maharal, in his Hakdama to Tiferes Yisrael, speaks glowingly about the chashivas of Birchas HaTorah. And he writes that the bracha in itself is a kesher, is a connection, bein adam l'kadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo. It is our conduit, it is our connection to Hashem. Somebody learns Torah, but doesn't make Birchas HaTorah, is someone who has no connection to Hashem, to the Torah. The bracha is Noisein HaTorah. He gave us the Torah. You have no connection to the Noisein Torah if you don't treat the Torah in the way it should be treated. And I'll just read you a small piece in this. How can the Chorban Aretz happen b'shushal b'chor b'tarat tzchila? It wasn't because of Gili Arayas, Shvichos Damim, and Avodah Zarah. That's what I was taught in Bayri Shrishon, which is my role in Prague. What's this new thing now that you just added? Where'd that come from? Im hayu mevarchim ala Torah tchila lomar baruch ato Hashem noisein ha-Torah. or noisin Torah Yisrael, he writes, the Avos Hashem Yisparach, b'meshen noisin Torah Yisrael, haya zesiba kain, shetiyah Torah mekayemes b'Yisrael. Haya Hashem Yisrael b'lovem l'shmor l'asos l'chayim. To be honest with you, maybe even if they do the three cardinal sins, the Rabbeinu Shalom would have said, but I'm a noisin Torah to them. They have chashivas to my Torah. They're sinning now, but that's not who they are. They're people who believe in my Torah. But they didn't do that. V'al yik kasheh lach. Lama lo hayu mevorchim ha-Torah t'chila she'ein pirish bracha ha-davar be'peh bilvad. L'kavana ha-bracha bi'atzma hi ava gemura v'devekus et Hashem yitbarach. V'zeh inyon ha-bracha. The bracha sets a different standard for what we are and who we are. And maybe that was the mistake, as we read yesterday in Parshas Korach. When you ask a shaila, like, what about a room that's full of Sifrei Torah? Do you have a mezuzah? It shows you have no kesher to the meaning of mitzvahs. You have no kesher to the Torah being a conduit to serve Hashem. And that's what Birchas Torah does. That's what Birchas Torah does, plain and simple. And therefore, it's something to become union of the week, if you will, because it's so chashuv. Besides the fact that it's a mitzvah midaraisa, of course, that famous gemara, brachas kishem Hashem akra habu godel al kainon chafalov minayim brachas amazon lachrea minat toira Hashem brachas amazon lachrea minayim brachas atoira lefanea, because kishem Hashem akra habu godel al kainon. Kishaba Moshe Rashi said, "Liptoach b'divrei Shira, Amar lehem the Yisrael, and Yerecha Tchila, Kishem Ekra." Finally, I wanted to share with you a beautiful piece from Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook. Rav Tzvi Yehuda speaks about the chashivas of Birchas HaTorah and his connection to Eretz Yisrael and the nation of Israel. Lama of the Eretz, because of no Birchas HaTorah. Our saying Birchas HaTorah then becomes a connection to rebuilding the Lamda of the Eretz. We spoke on Friday on the Yuletide of Lubavitcher Rebbe, Erev of the Yuletide, of how he was so sensitive to bringing the topic of Mashiach back into the lives of every single Jew. So practically, what do I do to bring Mashiach now? So says Rav Tzvi Yehuda, bring Mashiach now, Birchas HaTorah. If something was wrong and made the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed, so now I look at what that was and do the opposite of that. Shlo bircha b'Torah tchila, so then I mivarech Torah tchila and I take it into a very serious and important level. That's how I bring the Torah back. Says Rav Kook, bracha ha-brachis hi birchas ha-Torah. Bircha bircha, seinu zois kam gadol chiyuva v'kam echad efshar lishanot ba min ha-matbeya she-tovu bo chachamim. Because that is the beham shachtam of the Torah itself, the shefa chayu oilum nota besochin. Hamadbeya mitgale et surato ha-amitit v'al darko shel Torah. It defines what we are, what chashivas are as Torah. And that in itself, if that's not enough, that's what the Torah is. That's the chashivus of the Torah. Ki mikan anu longdim al ma of the aretz mitoch kach al ma takum aretz mikan heinenu mevakshem lekol Hashem nishma mimal mefarsham shal chachamim shal neviim al shalot birchot ha-tuchila. And now here's the key line. Ki af al pish oiskim b'Torah she yigam b'shokdimba. Even though they were steiging in Torah, shemegadlim u'madrim oto ein tekuma ha'aretz al yadeh kayamet ela b'ikvot ha'gisha emuna aleha asher hechsha kodesh hachsharat ha'kodesh shel b'ruchas olofan el tachar. If I don't believe in asher baruch habonim yikolamim v'naslan etzo oso, that's the way the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. To be believing in what this is. Birchas HaTorah is not just a connection to Torah. It's a hargasha of Limud HaTorah because of who I am as a Jew and what my connection to the Tzibur and the Bechira, what we've chosen Am Yisrael to do. Because he chose us to do this. Rakein yavo gam binyan aretz. This is such a beautiful line. Lama avda aretz shel bircha batar tchila. So now it's changing on itself. Lama avda aretz, lama yivonu haaretz. How would I rebuild Beis HaMikdash? Shel bircha batar tchila, so I might be mevarich tar tchila. So we see the chashivas of Birchas HaTorah. We need to work on our Birchas HaTorah as being something that is an inyan of our life, not just an inyan of the week, but something that we concentrate on. There are a series of brachos in Birchas HaTorah, as you know. Each important in its own right. As we know, when we say Birchas HaTorah, also when we take out the Torah, that's a different level of Birchas HaTorah. There's a Birchas HaTorah on the chashivas of Talmud Torah Barabbim. But each person has to take upon himself the chashivas of his own personal Torah. And just for a sidetrack for a moment, when we talk about this topic, so, you know, we can get kudos to ourselves that we've dedicated part of our summer to showing the chashivas of Torah. We've decided to come to a base medrash, a bump program, to learn Torah Hashem Tamima, or a kolo program, if you will, to learn Hashem Torah. When others might be having other types of fun. And that truly does show chashivas of Torah. But if an Inyan of the week did not have Musar, then what would it be? It would be nothing of the week. So on one hand, the Musar is that when we see these beautiful brachas, when we say, Shabbach Rabbanu Mikolo Amin, V'nasalonos Tarasa, he picked me. Why? V'nasalonos Tarasa. He's a noisa. He's a giver. He gave us the Torah. But I think the key is to concentrate on the first bracha. Your life has to be an oisik, somebody who's busy in Torah. It should be sweet. It should be sweet for me and for my children. The way it becomes sweet for you and your children is that you're somebody who believes in the efficacy of Birchas HaTorah. If I get up every morning and I praise Hashem for giving me the ability to be busy with Torah, you know, if you think about it in terms of statistics, in the world of Jewry today, in the world of the world, so we're, you know, a percent maybe, in the world of Orthodox Jewry, how much of Jews are Orthodox, another small percentage. How many of that dedicate their summers to Torah? So you have a very small percentage. Oh boy, you have a big job. But if my Torah learning comes with no commitment to be an oisek, to be somebody who sees the Torah as sweet, what are you? Who are you? What's the point? So I have to have special fervor every morning when I say this bracha. If I think at, you know, and we should all think about this, and I hope you can think about this and not have to, and you don't have to say, wow, that rabbi today gave us an Inyan of the Week, that was really interesting, his life story. But we all should think, what gives me the harevna in life? What makes the Torah sweet in my eyes? What is it about Torah that creates something a little bit different? That it's not mathematics, it's not science. So it should be, I hope, the type of Torah that we learn. There's no chiyuv for a person to learn Torah that they don't love. And they shouldn't learn from somebody who they don't want to learn from. That's why some of you have left already. Vaharevna is that the Torah should be sweet. It's a bakasha, but you have to set yourself up for the bakasha, right? You can't just have a bakasha without saying something more. You can't say to God, well, I davened every day vaharevna, but you didn't help me, God. If you would have made the Torah sweet, I would have learned the Torah more. But it's not my fault. So you have to be a vaharevna. You have to be a Jew that finds what you learn. And what's so interesting about this room is that if I polled everybody, you can tell me it's something different. This one says, oh, I love a geschmack Gemara. I love learning Gemara Rashi Tosafos. And the other guy says, oh my God, that I could totally fall asleep by that. You know what I love? Navi. Psh, I love the stories of the Navi. I love it. The other guy says, Navi, wow, that's so boring. Gemara Shaka Vatari, that's so boring. You know what I love? I love learning Halach. V'chulu v'chulu. You have to find what your Vaharevna is, and it could be different for everybody else. It's fine, it's fine. That's the bakasha we ask in the Rabbeinu Shalom. The reason why I said before is that it shouldn't be just a story, because you know, I could go ahead and tell you, well, how did I find my Vaharevna in my life? Personal story, if you don't mind. And then maybe we'll conclude. My Vaharevna in life was found generally should be found by the right Rabbeim. Rabbeim in your life who meant a lot to you. Sometimes we even more zoich as I was to have family members like that, to have a mother and father who made the chashivas of Torah a part and parcel of their lives. You know, my father dedicates his life to Torah, and my mother as well, but my mother, you know, certainly was responsible for helping me study for all those tests that made the Gemara Vaharevna. Then I think about, well, what else? What points in my life was there Vaharevna? So I'll tell you two stories, and with that we'll conclude our Inyan of the Week. Story number one is a very strange one. I don't think I've ever told it publicly. I don't think so. But certainly not on Wai Torah. And it's a strange one, and I think it's very important for you to hear a story like this, because the second one's not going to be so strange to you at all. But the first one, it's considered to be strange. So when I started my schooling, surprisingly remembering a lot of my younger years, certainly I remember from fourth and fifth grade. So I started learning Torah. Right? By the way, Vaharevna is also a bracha for your children. Sayin v'siyamcha beis Yisrael. And I'm sure my parents are praying, davening that my Torah should be Vaharevna. So I go into fourth and fifth grade, and I remember learning Torah was so boring. Was so not fun. Why? Because to me, Torah equaled Peirush HaMilim. I remember having one teacher, and her whole way of teaching Torah was cards. She had a word, she would put the card up, and you would say in the back of it, it had the Peirush of the Milah, and you got it right, you got it right. I never raised my hand the whole year. I never knew any words. Once in a while, Baruch Hashem, there would be Vayedaber, and I was able to, you know, I knew what that was. So, Torah was a subject. And then sixth grade started. This is a fascinating story. And in sixth grade, we had a dreaded Chumash teacher. His name is Rabbi Altuski, Zichron Levracha. Rabbi Altuski then seemed like he was 100 years old, but he lived many more years. He must have been younger. And he was an older man. If I'm not mistaken, he was a pipe smoker. He had a very raspy voice from smoking. And he was dreaded because he was older. He couldn't relate to us. And I remember we were learning Parshas Noach. It's surprising that I remember this. And I remember that all of a sudden, he introduced me to a world of Torah not Perush Milim. So forget about it. You don't know what the words mean? Okay. Here's the pshat, and here's some drush. Like I always remember my first of our Torah. So our Tasala Teva. There's two Perushim. Wow, so that's what Torah is. There's just some Perushim. And I remember we just got a computer in my house. Because I'm so old. They invented the computers. And I got a printer. And I started writing up his Torahs. And I remember printing it out on the printer. Psh, and I brought it in one day, and he was dumbfounded. This little Woodmere kid was writing his Divrei Torah. And all of a sudden, I saw a new side. And if I'm not mistaken, well, my parents can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure if I am, they will tell me. I think I actually did well in that class, which was not the Derech of Daniel Hartstein. And it was a funny thing, if you think about it. He was this old man, and he talked like this, and he was, you know, people thought he was mean. And I said, wow, this is Torah. This is cool. I like this. So I always credit him for that. I always feel terrible that I never, when he passed away, I never did anything. Never wrote a letter to his family telling them the hashpah he had on me. There's other bleeps in the thing. I don't want to say names, other rabbeim, of course. But the next one that comes to mind, and this is a perfect day to bring this up, is Rav Goldman. I had a great Shana Aleph in Yeshiva HaKotel. It was great, it was wonderful, it was amazing. But there was a Vaharevna that really was lacking. And I had to decide where to go for Shir that year in YU. And if I'm not mistaken, when I first interviewed, when I was still in high school, I believe, the person who interviewed me, you know, said, maybe you should go to like JSS, like the lowest program. And she said, you should go to IBC. They didn't have the BNP program then. You're not going to be YP. You'll fall. There's no way. You're not strong enough. So Baruch Hashem, my year in Israel, I did quite well. And as you guys know about me already, I'm a wonderful scam artist. And when the Boichin came to Israel, So we were learning at that point in my Shana Aleph. I asked, he was in a Shana Bet Shir, and I was learning with, we're learning Brachos. And he asked me to read the Gemara, and I read the Gemara, and then he said, what's the Pshat? And I set him up for the question because I read a piece of Gemara where there was one famous question that everybody asked, and I knew he was waiting for the famous answer, and I didn't answer the famous answer. You know why? Because I had opened up a Sefer called Am Mordechai, Rav Willig Sefer, and I quoted him something that Rabbi Willig said in the name of Rav Shechter, who heard it from the Rav. And after I said that, he was butter. He said, go to any shir you want. Whose shir do you want to be? And strangely enough, I didn't know, and I told him I loved Eretz Yisrael. I said, I didn't know anything about, you know, I wasn't educated at all. So any shir in Hebrew? And he said to me, yeah, there's Rav Goldwicht. This. I said, oh, somebody told me about Rav Goldwicht, huh? But maybe you want to be in another shir. No. So, as YU works quite well, I, of course, do not get placed in Rav Goldwicht shir, even though that's what he told me would happen. I got placed in another Rav shir, which really, really didn't work out. And I met Rav Goldwicht for the first time. I said, Rebbe, I really want to be in your shir. And anybody that certainly, I'm sure it's the same today, but in those days, Rav Goldwicht was by far one of the most popular shirim. Almost 100 people in a shir, and he gave a shir. I think BNP was just starting then. He gave a shir there. He gave a shir. Oh no, it's IBC. He gave it. It's very bad. And he treated me like he had nobody in his shir. There was just Hartstein. He says, "Oh, you should come to the shir." And I didn't know because of the Hebrew. And a guy came up to me and he said to me, "Listen, even if you don't get the shir, you don't understand that you will see something which I promise you see even today, and that is of the harevna as divriso asecha." You see a sweetness, a love of Torah. So I sat in the shir the first day. I didn't do the Mar Makomos. And I just watched him run around the room. I watched him break his shtender. I watched him throw chalk at people that weren't paying attention. And I said, what drug is this rabbi on? I want that drug badly. And Baruch Hashem, I learned Torah from him till today. Until the Mar Asayim shir, I learned Torah from him. But I saw a harevna of Torah. Now again, I'm very jaded in that sense because I had the Rav Goldwicht and I had my parents. All it was just a very Baruch Hashem was a very lucky, fortunate combination that everything kind of came together. But you hopefully will have that. I'll just tell you something, just to end, which is interesting as well. When we talk about Birchas HaTorah and the Bakasha that we make, and we show the Cheshivas HaTorah, so it's different for everybody, right? It's different for everybody. There was somebody sitting in the shir yesterday, our Shabbos shir. He was an older gentleman, so he didn't appreciate the jokes as much. But there was one or two of you who came up to me after the shir, and because of my ego, this is very needed for me. And he said, it was a great shir, Shkoyach, really, it was good. And I don't want to tell you this, because I don't know if you realize this or not, the shir was like an hour long. That's a hard shir to give, to keep your minds, your ADD minds, for more, than 40 minutes. And if you think about it, right, so imagine this for a moment. So I gave a shir. This didn't happen. And the older man came up to me and said to me, Rabbi, too many jokes. Just tell over the Torah. Tell over the Torah. That's what I want. So for him, maybe that's the harevna. If I did that for you guys, you probably would say to me, Rabbi, yesh koyach with Jordan Rav Golach Skolo. Which is fine. So, but that's my point. You see, you got to find what's right for you. It might not be right for you. I made a huge, what we call a newbie mistake. Number one, I was begged to give one of the chinuch slots yesterday because they didn't have enough people. I don't know exactly what happened. And I did. And what I should have done, if I was smart so that I never have to do it again, is be unbelievably boring to these girls, which I know I could do. But instead, I had fun with them. I know you'll be surprised by this. I told them about Kanevas Das. I tell them the famous case of the shoes, and they loved it. So what does that mean? You got to teach Torah on every level, but you got to want the Torah. There's nothing wrong with, I have a special chashivas I learned from my father, but I think this is really important. There are certain times where you stay in a shir, even though maybe you don't love the shir. The rabbi gives a shir between Mechamayev. You show Kavod HaTorah and you stay. Okay, if the rabbi is between Mechamayev being Darshan and Yiddish, there's a few shirim like that I had to stay in my life. It was, quite boring. I played the game of, counting how many words I actually understood. Won a lot. But that's a point as well. Find your area. Find your, right? The Gemara says, you should only learn Mashaliba Chafetzba. What do you like? There's nothing wrong with that. So go to the rabbi that you like. Sometimes people go to the rabbi, they don't like his shir, but he's have such a great kesher. I heard he's a great kesher with people. Find the right shir. And with that, Birchas HaTorah will be very important to us. And we'll understand. If you say Birchas HaTorah, and I told you every morning, your bracha that you're saying is to ask Hashem to make the Torah more sweet, for you to find the right connection, or if you have that connection already, to make it stronger. With that, we'll be, as Rav Kook says, we'll be mitakein lama of the aretz to lama ban aretz. Atarot says, livnot eretz Yisrael. Say Birchas HaTorah in the proper way. You should all be glad to that in Mirtz Hashem.